This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Saturday recommended the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, helping clear the way for public health authorities to begin the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 11-0 to recommend the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech as appropriate for Americans 16 and older. There were three abstentions due to prior conflicts of interest. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Army General Gus Perna says that's when UPS and FedEx will deliver to nearly 150 locations like hospitals in every state.
Right now, boxes are being packed and loaded with vaccine.
Another 450 sites will get the vaccine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Perna is with Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's vaccine program.
D-Day was the beginning of the end, and that's where we are today.
Perna says local authorities decide who gets the corona vaccine first, but health workers and nursing home residents are being prioritized. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States recorded a new number of daily deaths from COVID-19 on Friday, and the total continues to climb. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows some 3,309 people died from COVID-19 infections in the U.S. Friday. The previous high was recorded just 2 days earlier. The U.S. also had a record number of daily confirmed infections. The U.S. leads the world in confirmed cases at 15.9 million, while the virus has killed more than 296,000 people since first hitting the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
Carbon dioxide levels are at record highs. Today, we are 1.2 degrees hotter than before the Industrial Revolution. If we don't change course, we may be headed for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees this century.
More than 70 world leaders are addressing a one-day virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries, including China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060 in September, along with India and Japan. Iranian state television reports that dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam, who was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests 3 years ago, was executed on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Iranian dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam was executed on Saturday, according to Iran's state television. Zam was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests in 2017, which began as regional protests over economic hardship and spread nationwide. His Ahmad News social media feed had more than 1 million followers. On Saturday, press advocacy group Reporters Without Borders tweeted that the group is outraged by, quote, new crime of Iranian justice and sees Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei as the mastermind of his execution. Amnesty International said it was, quote, shocked and horrified by Iran's action.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. French riot police dragged and arrested demonstrators in Paris who were protesting against police violence and a security bill on Saturday. Parisians and press freedom activists took to the street to protest against the draft law, which sets out to increase its surveillance tools and restrict rights on circulating images of police officers in the media and online. Protesters say the bill would also restrict civil liberties and would infringe journalists' freedom in the country. France has been hit by a wave of street protests after the government introduced the security bill in Parliament. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.